Wednesday, May 12th, 2021, we have ourselves an EMOM today. EMOM stands for every minute on the minute, if you're unfamiliar with this sort of protocol. So today's workout is a 21-minute EMOM. I'll explain all of this here. In minute one is 30 seconds of rowing for calories. Minute two, 10 box jumps, 24 inches for men, 20 for women. You can certainly step down if you want, or you can rebound. Minute three, 10 V-ups. So how the every minute on the minute protocol works, you do your warm-up, then click, you start the clock, it starts ticking up, and as it described, in minute one, you row for 30 seconds. Get as many calories as you can. Then let's say you started right when the minute started, so then it only takes you 30 seconds. For the 30 remaining seconds, you just rest, just hang around. Minute number two begins, and you have the entire minute to do 10 box jumps. You rest the remaining time of the minute. And then in minute three, you do 10 V-ups, rest the remaining time of the minute. Well, the next minute that rolls around, you're back to 30 seconds of rowing. Then the following minute, 10 box jumps. And the following minute, 10 V-ups. And so there's a 3-minute cycle, so to speak, laid out. It's a 21-minute EMOM, so by the end of 21 minutes, you will have gone through each part of the workout 7 times. So you will have done 7 30-second intervals on the rower, a total of 70 box jumps, and a total of 70 V-ups. So there's a fair amount of volume in today's workout. But the nice thing about the EMOM is it's very self-paced. So if you woke up today just feeling like you could just fight a honey badger with your bare hands, and you're just going to really get after it, well, then every time you hop in the rower, pour your heart and soul into it. You know, get as many calories as you can. And you rest 30 seconds. When the box jumps come up, just bang them out as quick as you can. Rip through the V-ups, and you can make this a very high-intensity interval-style day. If that's not how you're feeling, and you just want to move, then when you get on the rower, just row at a moderate pace or a low pace and just move. For the box jumps, take your time. You've got a minute to do 10 of them. Same with the V-ups. So this is a very self-guided day, which is nice. We've got videos showing rowing, box jumps, and the V-ups. For the super fitness robot times, let's say you're really going to go for it. Every time you hop on the rower, men would get 10 calories or more, women 7 calories or more. On the box jumps, you would do the 10 reps in 20 seconds or less, and you do the 10 V-ups unbroken every time. More likely times for this would be every time you hop on the rower, 7 calories for men, 5 for women, 10 box jumps in 30 seconds or less, and then the 10 V-ups in less than 35 seconds. Scaled option, still a 21-minute EMOM, and it's still minute number one, 30 seconds on the rower, but just again, slow down the pace if you want to lower the intensity. Minute number two, instead of the box jumps, it's box step-ups. 10 box step-ups, and we lowered the height 20 inches for men, 12 for women, and then in minute three, 10 sit-ups in place of the V-ups. We've got a video showing the box step-ups as well as the ab mat sit-up. Limited equipment option. They don't have a rower, so we got it taken care of here. 21-minute EMOM. The limited equipment crew, I mean, they're the zombie apocalypse team. Should also just call them the full benefit crew. I mean, they get full benefit. Here's what they have going on. Minute one, 30 seconds of running in place, aka high knees. We're going to want to get your knees to about waist level. Minute number two, 30 seconds of single unders. And then minute number three, 10 V-ups. I can't wait to see the comments after the 30-second intervals of high knees, because I'm sure it's going to go sound simple. It's going to be unpleasant. The no equipment workout, EMOM 21 minutes, minute one, 30 seconds of high knees, minute two, 30 seconds of jumping jacks, minute three, 10 V-ups. Accessory work for the day, optional as always, farmer's carry. You can do 3 challenging farmer's carries, not maximal effort until, you know, you just drop the objects in the ground, but just 3 challenging farmer's carries for distance. resting a couple minutes between each, and I can't tell you how far to go because it depends on how heavy the objects are that you have, dumbbells, kettlebells, carry handles, but just do 3 taxing farmer's carries to help build that grip. Then the other piece is some sprints. Either 5 50-meter sprints, certainly make sure you're warmed up with the hammies, or 5 10-second intense biking intervals, preferably biking on the row if you have to, but it's better on the bike because you can spin up the bike faster, and on those bike intervals or the sprints, you would rest 1 to 2 minutes between efforts. Cool down and stretching for the day, of course, 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we've got 4 stretches today. Calves and foam rolling with a video, glute stretch holding 1 to 2 minutes per side, also with a video, cobra stretch for the old abs, 1 to 2 minutes with a video, and then foam roller for the back and lats, but of course you can foam roll down near your whole body, also with a video. For most of us, tomorrow is a rest day. As always, I encourage you to take it, and I will see you back here for Friday's workout.